This is the story of a young Christian girl. She was 5 or 6 years old. They were very poor and didn't have anything to eat or drink. Her mother had almost become an infidel, as hunger and poverty had killed her child.
My sister was hungry like me. If I don't get food, I will die like my sister. Then what will you do, mother? Stop, stop! I don't need food, my mother.
You are hungry, aren't you? Eat me then if you like. Eat me then if you like.
No, I'll not eat this. This is not something to eat.
Then sit down. I will go to your father's grave to get some food for you.
I'll also go, my mother.
Why? It's not a good place. Bad people live there.
Don't go. Those people will kill you, okay? I don't need food anymore.
Then where should I get food for you, my daughter?
Jesus Christ has promised to bring food tonight.
Jesus? He is dead, my daughter.
No, he's not dead. He's on the sky. No, you have told me stories yourself.
My child, he has left us to starve. If he were in Kufa, he wouldn't be so much poor and dependent.
That day, Satan attacked my mother's faith. And he was almost there, but my tears helped my mother to cope. We spent the whole night without any food that night. The story my mother told me was about Christ's miracle of fish and bread.
I'm not talking to you till Judgment Day. It must be a beggar. Don't open the door. Don't talk to me, mother.
Ya Isa Masih.
Because I was upset with him, he didn't tell me who he was. The next day, after the matter was resolved, he showed me his blessed face. His eyes were filled with tears. He was pleading, "Maria, I was late in coming to you. I apologize." He kissed me and gave me a ride on his shoulders and then helped my mother cook the meal. He told me that his name was Elia. My kind father, Elia, used to come every night to meet me. I forgot the sorrow of the death of my father. He used to tell me stories and soothe me. After that, every night, I used to wait for him very eagerly, as the father of orphans would come and tell me stories and spend time with me.
Come out, my daughter. Your father, Elia, will not come tonight.
Why did he break his promise? I'm not talking to him anymore.
Darling, he didn't break his promise.
Father Elia has not come for 2 nights. When he will come, I'll scold him. Mother, why won't he come tonight?
Honey, he is sick. He will not come tonight.
Oh, my heart is sobbing for him.
Daughter. His head has been struck by a sword.
Is his head bleeding a lot?
Mm-hmm.
If we bandage it, will it be okay?
Darling, take some medicine for him.
What shall I take for him?
Take milk for him, my daughter. Darling, pray. Nothing happens to him. God is near your innocent heart, my child.
Oh
Lord Christ, heal and take care of our father, Elia.